إن الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد نحمد الله ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, once again we thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great day of Yawmul Jumu'ah, allowing us the opportunity to recognize His greatness, to acknowledge His bounties, and to come together once again as the local ummah in our area. Today is not going to be a normal bayan, but it is going to be a very beautiful hadith which I would like to share with you, which alhamdulillah we read on the 27th night of Ramadan during our stay in the masjid. And it was the few brothers that were with us found this hadith to be extremely moving, and they requested that we should share this hadith, although it is a bit long. So nevertheless, inshallah, we will try to give you the main text of this hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions at the end of Surah At-Tawbah, the very last ayat, many of us may be aware of this verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعَدَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Most definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, of a certainty, a messenger from your own selves has come to you. رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ. It is difficult upon him. It is difficult upon him. It causes him distress. مَا عَنِتُمْ, that which causes you grief, that which causes you problems, that which puts you into difficulty, it becomes difficult upon that messenger. Such a messenger he is. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And he is very anxious over your welfare. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, he is extremely anxious over you, over your welfare and your concern. Your welfare in the dunya and your welfare in the akhirah. Whatever difficulties, problems, disasters, sinfulness, whatever is afflicting us, whatever problems we go into, Rasulullah is extremely anxious and worried about us. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. And with the believers, he is all forgiving and merciful. So this verse of the Holy Quran indicates to us via Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran that just how much of love and concern Rasulullah had for his ummah. And to clarify and to give us further detail, because remember, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the official commentary of the Holy Quran. We cannot understand the Holy Quran on our own. We need the official explanation by the person who has been given this Quran, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he gives us further detail and explanation through his narrations. And in this hadith, which I will read to you now inshallah, we will see how much love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for us, how much of concern he had for us. And this hadith itself will be an explanation of this verse which I recited to you, where Allah Ta'ala says that a prophet has come to you who is put into difficulty when any calamity afflicts you. He is grieved about it, and he is anxious and concerned about our welfare, and he is extremely merciful and forgiving for his ummah. So this hadith inshallah I will read to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to follow. It is about 3 or 4 pages, but make dua Allah ta'ala would give us the ability to complete it quickly. I will skip here and there. And remember, this is Arabic language. It's a very, very rich language. And if you compare it to any other language, even English, the English language would be compared, it would be primitive, because the language of Arabic is so rich. So it is a little bit tricky, but inshallah, most of it we will understand. Here and there, due to time factor, we will skip. But the main text of the hadith, inshallah, we will read to you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وروى يزيد الرقاشي عن أنس بن مالك قال يزيد الرقاشي reported from Anas bin Malik, who we know spent 10 years in the company of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم as his khadim, as his assistant. So he reports that جاء جبريل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ساعة ما كان يأتي فيها. Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in such an hour which he normally doesn't come, which he normally never used to come, in a strange hour, unusual hour. Mudaghayyir alone, and his color was different. His color was changed, which means something had disturbed him. He wasn't of his normal color. فَقَالَ لَهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا لِي أَرَاكَ مُتَغَيِّرًا لَوْنَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Jibreel, what is the matter that I see you different in color? Your color is changed. You seem to be disturbed. Basically, this is what he was saying. فقال يا محمد. So Jibreel alayhi salam said, oh Muhammad, جئتُكَ فِي سَاعَةِ الَّتِي أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِمَنَافِخِ النَّارِ أَن تُنْفَخَ فِيهَا. Oh Muhammad, I've come to you in an hour in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the places where the fire of Jahannam are stoked, that it be stoked in it. In other words, that the fire of Jahannam must be stoked up. وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لِمَنْ يَعْلَمَ أَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ حَقٌّ. And it is not advisable, it is not wise for that person who realizes and knows that the hell is a reality, it is true. And وَأَنَّ نَارَ حَقًّا وَأَنَّ عَذَابُ الْقَبْرِ حَقٌّ. And that person knows that the fire is a reality and that the punishment of the grave is a reality. وَأَنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ أَن تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا حَتَّى يَأْمَنَهَا. And he knows that the punishment of Allah is much more great and severe, that he is able to take it easy and to rest until he is safe from that fire. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يَا جِبْرِيلْ, O Jibreel, sifli Jahannam, describe to me Jahannam. What is Jahannam like? قَالَ نَعَمْ. He said, yes. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمَّا خَلَقَ جَهَنَّمْ أَوْقَدَ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ فَحْمَرَّتْ. Indeed, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created hell, He stoked up the fire for 1,000 years. فَحْمَرَّتْ. So this fire, this hell, it turned completely red. The fire turned completely red. ثُمَّ أَوْقَدَ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ فَبْيَضَّتْ. Then He stoked up the fire for another 1,000 years. Then that fire became completely white. ثُمَّ أَوْقَدَ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ فَسْوَدَّتْ. Then He stoked up the fire again until the fire became completely black. فَهِيَ سَوْدَاءُ مُظْلِمَةٌ لَا يَنْتَفِي لَهْبُهَا وَلَا جَمْرُهَا. So it is now dark, it is black and it is dark. Its flames and its coals do not become extinguished. Doesn't burn out, it continues to burn. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ. And by Him who has raised you and has sent you with the truth. In other words, he's taking an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that it is a very serious statement that he's making now. لَوْ أَنَّ مِثْلَ خُرْمِ إِبْرَةٍ فُتِحَ مِنَا لَحْتَرَقَ أَهْلَ الدُّنْيَا عَنْ آخِرِهِمْ مِنْ حُرِّهَا. Then if the example or the likeness of the eye of a needle had to be opened from this fire of Jahannam, most definitely, of a certainty, it would have completely conflagrated, completely burnt up all the people of the dunya, until the last person, only because of its heat. Not the flames itself, but because of the heat of Jahannam. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ. And by Him who has sent you with the truth. لَوْ أَنَّ ثَوْبًا مِنْ أَثْوَابِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ عُلِّقَ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Had a cloth from the clothing of the people of the fire been suspended between the heavens and the earth, most certainly, لَمَاتَ جَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ نَطْنِهَا وَحُرِّهَا. Most definitely, all the people of the world, entire population of the world, would perish and die due to the stench and the heat of the fire of Jahannam. Till the last person, لِمَا يَجِدُونَ مِنْ حَرِّهَا, because of what they would experience from his heat. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا. And by Him who has sent you with the truth as a prophet, taking again an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to indicate the seriousness of the statement, the truthfulness of the statement. لَوْ أَنَّ ذِرَاعًا مِنَ السِّلْسِلَةِ الَّتِي ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ وُضِعَ عَلَى جَبْلٍ لَذَابَ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْأَرْضَ السَّابِعَةَ. That by Him was sent you with the truth as a prophet. If that a arm's length of the chain, the length of of an arm's length of the chain, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, we will find this word silsila mentioned in the Holy Quran, that Allah ta'ala, if it had to be placed on a mountain, just the arm's length of that chain had to be dropped on a mountain, most certainly it would have went right through the mountain until it reached right to the bottom. This is how hot that iron or that chain is of Jahannam. It's so hot it would melt and penetrate right down to the bottom of the earth. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا لَوْ أَنَّ رَجْلًا بِالْمَغْرِبِ يُعَذَّبُ لَاحْتَرَقَ الَّذِي بِالْمَشْرِقِ مِنْ شِدِّ عَذَابِهَا. And by Him who has sent you with the truth as a prophet, if a man in the west had to be punished, most definitely it would have burnt all those in the east due to the intensity of the punishment. حُرُّهَا شَدِيدٌ وَقَارُهَا بَعِيدٌ وَحُلِّيَهَا حَدِيدٌ وَشِرَابُهَا الْحَمِيمُ
وَالصَّدِيدُ وَثِيَابُ مُقَطَّعَةُ النِّيرَانِ Its heat is severe, its depth is very, very deep, and its ornaments are actually iron, and its drink is boiling water and pus. And the clothing of Jahannam is cut out from fire. Like we have our clothing cut out from cotton or whatever, the clothing of the people of Jahannam is cut out from fire. لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ For Jahannam are 7 doors. Each door from it has its own divided special division. مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ For the men and the women. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَهِيَكَ أَبْوَابِنَ هَذِي Are those doors of Jahannam like our doors, like these doors of ours in the dunya? قَالَ لَا He said, no. وَلَكِنَّهَا مَفْتُوحَةٌ بَعْدُ أَسْفَلَ مِنْ بَعْدٍ He says, but it is open. Some of it is lower than others. 7 doors, each door is lower in depth in Jahannam than others. مِنْ بَابٍ إِلَى بَابٍ مَسِيرَةُ 70 سَنَةً From the one door to the other door is the distance of 70 years. This is how deep it goes down. The distance, traveling distance of 70 years. كُلُّ بَابٍ مِنَا أَشَدُّ حَرًّا مِنَ الَّذِي يَلِيهِ 70 ضِعْفًا Each door from it is much more intense in heat than the one that is above it by 70 times. Every door that goes deeper down is 70 times more than the door that is above it in intensity of heat. يُسَاقُ أَعْدَى اللَّهِ إِلَيْهَا فَإِذَنْ تَهُوا إِلَى بَابِهَا The enemies of Allah will be driven to these doors. So when they reach to the door, استقبلت مزبانية بالأغلال والسلاسل that the angels of Jahannam, those who are in charge of Jahannam, who mete out the punishment, they will receive them at the reception, as we say. These angels will receive them with yokes and with chains. فتسلك سلسلة في فمه وتخرج من دبره So this chain will be threaded through the mouth and will come out through the rear, that is through the anus. This is how the chain will be threaded through and tied. وتغول يده اليسرى إلى عنقه وتدخل يده اليمين في فؤاده And his left hand will be tied to his neck and his right hand will be tied into his heart. وتنزل من بين كتفيه وتشد بالسلاسل And then it will be pushed between his shoulder blades until he is tied up tight with this chain. ويقرن كل آدم بمع الشيطان في سلسلة And every human being who is in Jahannam will be partnered off, will be joined together with the shaitan. Because the Quran mentions also in certain places that a person who doesn't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is paired off with the shaitan. Shaitan becomes his companion because now he's listening to shaitan, he's not following the commands and teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُسْحَبُ عَلَى وَجْهِ And he will be dragged on his face. وَتَضْرِبُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بِمَقَابِهِ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ And the angels will strike him with hammers of iron. This is all in Jahannam. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُ أَن يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍ أُعِيدُ فِيهَا This is an ayat of the Holy Quran. Every time they intend to come out from Jahannam, then they will, out of grief and fear, they will be pushed back into Jahannam. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مَنْ سُكَانَ هَذِي الْأَبْوَابِ Who are the dwellers and the inhabitants of this fire? فَقَالَ أَمَّا الْبَابُ الْأَسْفَلُ فَفِي الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْمَائِدَةِ وَآلُ فِرْعَوْنَ وَاسْمُ الْهَاوِيَةِ So Jibril عليه السلام said, As for the lowest door, now he's starting off from the door right at the bottom, the 7 door. The lowest door, the hypocrites and those who rejected from the companions of the Ma'idah in the time of Isa alayhi salam, and the people of Fir'aun, they will be dwelling in this Jahannam, and that door's name is Hawiyah. As we read in the Holy Quran, each door's name is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So this is not a fabrication, this is not a fairy tale, this is not a story, this is haqq, this is the reality. And the word used is Hawiyah. وَأُمُّ هَاوِيَةً وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةً So this name Hawiyah is the name of Jahannam mentioned in this particular place of the Holy Quran. وَالْبَابُ الثَّانِي فِي الْمُشْرِكُونَ وَاسْمُ الْجَحِيمِ The second door, that means coming up now, the sixth door upwards. The sixth door, it is for the polytheists, those who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Jahannam is called Jahim. This name is also mentioned in the Holy Quran. وَالْبَابُ الثَّالِثِ فِي الصَّابِئُونَ وَاسْمُ السَّقَرِ And the third door, which means coming up the fifth door, it is for the Sabians, those who worship the stars and all other things. And their Jahannam is called Saqar. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ Saqar. So this mentioned in the Quran also. وَالْبَابُ الرَّابِعُ فِيهِ إِبْلِيسُ وَمَنْ تَبِعُ وَالْمَجُوسُ وَاسْمُ الْأَضَى The fourth door means coming upwards. The door in it, in this Jahannam, will be Shaitan and all those who followed him and the fire worshippers. And the name of this Jahannam is Ladha. وَالْبَابُ الْخَامِسِ فِيهِ الْيَهُودُ وَاسْمُ الْحَطَمَةِ And in the next door, the fifth door, in it will be the Jews. And the name of this Jahannam is Hatama. وَالْبَابُ السَّادِسِ فِيهِ النَّصَارَى وَاسْمُ السَّعِيرِ And the sixth door, this is the Jahannam for the Christians. And this Jahannam is known as Sa'ir. ثُمَّ أَمْسَكَ جِبْرِيلُ حَيَاءً مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Now comes a very important point. When he came to the last door, that means the first door from the top, then Jibreel alayhi salam remained silent out of shame and out of, you know, modesty. He remained silent. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, أَلَا تُخْبِرُنِي مَنْ سُكَانُ الْبَابِ السَّابِعِ. Are you not going to tell me who are the dwellers of the seventh door, meaning the first door, because they were working from the top upwards? Are you not going to tell me who are those who are living in the first door of Jahannam? فَقَالَ فِيهِ أَهْلُ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِكَ الَّذِينَ مَاتُوا وَلَمْ يَتُوبُوا. So Jibreel alayhi salam said, in this Jahannam will be the people of major sins from your followers, those who died while they did not make tawbah. فَخَرَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَخْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell down unconscious. He did not expect this. He did not expect this. And his desire and his concern was that his entire ummah, from his time up till the day of Qiyamah, each and every follower of his must be saved from Jahannam. So this news came as a shock to him. Even Jibreel alayhi salam, he sensed this and he was hesitant to tell him this. So when he mentioned this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually fell down unconscious. That is not all. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell unconscious. رَأْسَهُ عَلَى حَجْرِهِ حَتَّى أَفَاقْ. Jibreel alayhi wa sallam placed his head on his lap until he recovered. Took him some time to recover. فَلَمَّ أَفَاقَ قَالَ. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recovered, he said, Ya Jibreel, عَظُمَتْ مُصِيبَتِي وَاشْتَدَّ حُزْنِي. That my calamity and my grief has become now even much more intense and much more difficult upon me. أَوَ يَدْخُلُ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي النَّارِ. Is one of my followers going to enter the fire of Jahannam? One of them is going to enter the fire? قَالَ نَعَمْ. He said, yes. أَهْلُ الْكَبَائِرِ مِّنْ أُمَّتِك. Yes, those who have committed major sins from your followers and they have not performed tawbah. ثُمَّ بَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. وَبَكَى جِبْرِيلُ. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he started crying and Jibreel alayhi salam started crying with him. وَدَخَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْزِلَهُ وَاحْتَجَبَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Now Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم entered his home and his room, and he secluded himself from the people. فَكَانَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ يُصَلِّي وَيَدْخُلُ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُ أَحَدًا. So he never used to come out except for the salah, for the five jama'ah salahs. He never came out except for those five salahs, performed the salah, and he would enter his room again, and he would not speak to anyone. وَيَأْخُذُ فِي صَلَاتِ وَيَبْكِي وَيَتَدَرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So he used to make abundant salah, and he used to cry, and he used to make dua and plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا كَانَ الْيَوْمُ الثَّالِثِ أَقْبَلَ أَبُو بَكْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ حَتَّى وَقَفَ بِالْبَابِ. It continued like this for three solid days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in this condition, not talking to anyone, not seeing anyone, just coming out to perform his salah and going back, and continuously crying, making salah and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to his door. وَقَالَ أَسْلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَا أَهْلَ بَيْتِ الرَّحْمَةِ. So Abu Bakr radiallahu came and said, Assalamu alaikum, O people of the house of mercy. هَلْ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Is there any chance for me to come and meet you, O Rasulullah? He's asking for permission to enter. Then Salman Farsi came, Hazrat Umar radiallahu came, and then eventually Fatima, and all of them refused. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to see any one of them. These are his closest companions. He refused to see any one of them until Fatima radiallahu anha came, and then he allowed her entry. فَفَتَحَ لَا الْبَابِ. So the door was open. فَدَخَلَتْ. So when she entered, she looked at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بَكَتْ بُكَاءً شَهِدِينَ. She also burst out crying. She saw his condition. She saw his pitiful condition, because he's changed his color, everything. His cheeks was completely marked with crying. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. She said, O Prophet of Allah, مَا الَّذِي نَزْلَ عَلَيْكَ. What is that which has afflicted you? فَقَالَ يَا فَاطِمَ جَأَنَ جِبْرِيلُ وَصَفَى لِي أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ. So he said, O Fatima, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and he described to me the doors of Jahannam. وَأَخْبَرَنِي أَنَّ فِي أَعْلَى بَابِ أَهْلُ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِكَ. And he informed me that in the highest door of Jahannam will be the major people of the major sins of my followers. So it is that which has caused me to cry and to grieve. قَالَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يَدْخُلُونَ. So she said, O Prophet of Allah, how will they enter this? How will they enter this? قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ كَيْفَ تَقُودُهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. So she said, O Prophet of Allah, how will the angels drive them into Jahannam? فَقَالَ أَمَّا الرِّجَالَ فَبِاللُّحَى وَأَمَّا النِّسَاءَ بِالذَّوَائِبِ وَالنَّوَاصِي. He said, as for the men, they will be dragged by their beards, and as for the women, they will be dragged by their ponytails and their forelocks. فَكَمْ مِنْ ذِي شِيبَةٍ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ يَقْوِدُ عَلَى لِحْيَتِي. So how many of them will cry out on that day? Eventually we'll skip here, but towards the end Rasulullah explains that these people, when they come to the entrance of Jahannam, and then they will be asked about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will They, when they see the punishment that is awaiting them, they will forget Rasulullah's name also when they see the terror and the fear of this sight. So much so they will forget. And then eventually they will be put in. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. So, the whole hadith goes on to explain that these people will remain in Jahannam for a very, very long time until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala washes them free from their sins. And eventually Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is then asked while he's in Jannah, that go and check on your followers now. First Jibreel alayhi wa sallam comes and checks on them and he gives a report to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Jibreel that give a report to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah is given a report, Allah ta'ala gives him permission to go and visit them in Jahannam. Rasulullah comes into Jahannam and now with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he starts to take them out one by one. But if we read the details of what is the pitiable condition in Jahannam, brothers, we will shed tears and cry. Because when they are entering, they are crying and they are crying and they are crying. Then the angels tell them, and they start crying tears until the tears finished. When the tears are finished, they start crying blood. And the angels tell them, how good would this crying have been had you cried in the world of your sins? Now it is too late. You know, such details here, brothers. Unfortunately, the time is running out. But we should look at this hadith. It is something that will make you ponder. Many of us will cry. Many, many of us will cry if we ponder on this hadith. And it will deeply affect us. And then it will make us think, how can we risk to commit sins when this is the condition that is awaiting for us? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save each and every one of us from this great disaster of Jahannam, which is awaiting those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq to stay away from sins and keep on the path of haq and on deen, inshallah. Brothers, I just have one announcement here. Inshallah, on Tuesday, the 16th of February, they're expecting, according to the calculations of the astrologers, they're expecting, or the astronomers, they're expecting a solar eclipse. Now, on that occasion, it was the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that he would hasten to the masjid because he took that as a sign that it also can portend, it could possibly bring about the azab and the destruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi ﷺ, in that state of fear, he would hasten to the masjid and increase in salatul kusuf. This is a sunnah practice, and inshallah, there will be a Salatul Kusuf which will be held on Tuesday from 6:30 to 7 o'clock in the morning on the 16th of February. This is this Tuesday coming. The final details is there on the board also, which has been published by Jamiat. We can read up about that. But basically, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to come to the masjid at that occasion and he would make Salatul Kusuf, which is a special salah, and he would also make dua and he would seek forgiveness and tawbah. So inshallah, we should try and carry out the sunnah. It's a very great sunnah. And make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the Ummah from so many calamities. We know we are facing so many different calamities in the world, throughout the world, even in our locality too. Some of the calamities are hitting us. We don't even know it's calamities, unfortunately. We are so, mashallah, in very great slumber. But these are the realities that are happening. I've said this before, I've mentioned it again on this occasion, that the Muslim businessmen are being taken out under the cover of crime. Wallahi, brothers, has been confirmed 3, 4, 5 times over from different sources. We need to be alert. We need to understand that there is a definite effort to destroy the infrastructure of Islam in this country. There is a great future for Islam in this country. But those who are against this deen spreading throughout the world, those who are against the haq, they are not going to tolerate it, they are not going to allow it. So brothers, wake up, see the plan, under the cover of crime. It's very, very convenient to take you out and say, well, he was killed because of robbery or hijacking, whatever. But it is to affect the infrastructure of Islam. If the Muslim businessman is taken out, your deen infrastructure will be affected. And it is happening. We know of many organizations that are suffering. Some are closing down because there's a very great shortage of funds. We need to plan. We need to understand. Unfortunately, time doesn't allow us. We'll speak about it again another time, inshallah.